And so we're back. This is we're at now in Perek Bet of Mishlei, and Perek Aleph started the introduction and then had two basic metaphors. We had the idea of Shema b'nei Musar Avicha, of a parent talking to a child, and then the image of wisdom as a woman shouting on the street corners as nobody listens to her. That's Chachmot b'chus tarona. And we're supposed to listen to wisdom here. So Perek Bet starts by combining the two of them. Images of the parent telling the child, go listen to that chachma that's outside and shouting at you. Listen to what she has to say. So it starts with B'ni im tikachim imri, oh my child, my son, if you take my words, mitzvotai titzpona, and you treasure my commandments. Go listen to Chachma. And lean your heart to understanding, to Bina. Then call out to Bina, to understanding. And again, same word, Bina and Tevunah, to understanding. Give your voice, calling out into Vakshena, and if you seek it. Like silver, and you look for it like for buried treasure. If you do that, you're listening to Chachma, looking for it as Tavinu et Hashem, then you will understand what it means to fear God. Vedat El Kim Timsa, you'll find knowledge of the Lord. He Hashem titein Chachma, because God is the one who's going to give you wisdom. And from God's mouth will come knowledge and understanding. Dat and Bina. And then the logic at the end of that, and that's the first section of this introduction. Go seek out wisdom, because if you listen to Chachma, you'll understand you're about Hashem, because Hashem will give you Chachma. So logic there is a little bit backwards, a little bit. And so let's figure out what is he saying over here. And we're going to do that by looking at the Maharal. Maharal in the Tivot Olam goes through this entire parak. And in great detail. That's going to be a focus of the way we're going to understand it. So this is the Maharal and Tivat Torah. Shlomo is one of the sayings. Shadam ye michin atzmo chachma. A person should be ready to accept wisdom. You have to go look for it. You have to learn it. Well, if every macherim, you shouldn't seek anything else. Which is why he says, your ears will listen to Chachma, you'll incline your heart to Bina. And then you'll call out to Bina, to understanding. Meaning, that it's more than just listening, you're going to seek it out. You're going to yearn for it. You're going to want it. You're going to call for it. Say, come here. You're not going to get, you're not going to achieve wisdom unless you yearn for it, unless you want it. That's just going to casually happen to you and you're suddenly become wise. Kara, just like the idea of calling out. You're going to call out to wisdom, but if you're calling out to somebody, certainly what it means to call out to somebody, you want them to come to you. You want them. That's the idea of calling out to Bina. You want you're seeking out. It's not just this image of being out there in the street, not just listening, but you actually want them to come closer. So these are increasing levels of seeking wisdom. Listen, tilt your heart, call to it, and then and then literally to give your voice to Bina. You're going to work even harder. You're going to be shouting there, waving your hands. Come here, Bina, I need you. You're going to work even harder to come close to it. That means to give your voice, not just calling, but actually working on it. It requires work. And then we're going to do the next step. You're going to need more than that. You're going to seek it out like silver, like treasures. Like buried treasure. You're going to start digging for it. That's what you have to do. You have to want this chachma, more shiat matriach asma b'chachma ma'od ma'od. You have to work for it really hard. ki tichila tzarech she mechin atzmo el chachma shel yifnei l'skav, because you have to start by just aiming toward learning wisdom. Don't spend all your time in business, your other concerns. Desired, Moshe Amru, like it's the Mishnah says, Ezo Chacham, Alomei Mikol Adam. Who is wise, who learns from everyone? And that's the Maharal's key for understanding this. And if you want to achieve Chacham, you've got to listen to it wherever it is. That's what he interprets Shlomo as saying. You got to look for it, whatever it is. You go digging it wherever you're going to find a Chacham. So, lo yikra chacham, that a person is not considered wise, raki mishtokekla, that only if you desire it, you're yearning for it, chakpetz, l'mod l'kol adam, and you're willing to learn from everyone. Don't reject anyone as a teacher, Moshe b'anim b'amo, as he explains in its place in that Mishnah. And that's what we'll look at. This Mishnah says, we all know the Mishnah, ben zoma omer, ezo chacham, halomei b'kol adam. Who's wise, who learns from everyone? If you want to have wisdom, you have to learn from every person, not just Chachamim, and even not just Jews, but from everyone. And this is the point that the Rambam makes in his introduction to the commentary in Pirkei Avot. So the Rambam has a Perush Mishnah and a commentary on all the Mishnah, and before he starts interpreting Pirkei Avot, he has what's called the Shmona Prakim, 8 chapters. It's a long introduction to Pirkei Avot, explaining his understanding of human ethics. And he starts out, he says, "Vada," and you should know, again, this is the Rambam, "Shadavrim she'omrim be'ela prakim," that what I'm going to say in these chapters, "B'mashe yavom in a perush," and what I'm going to say in my explanation for Pirkei Avot itself, "Einam inyanim b'ditim ani matzmi." They're not ideas that I came up in my own mind, that I thought of myself. And they're not really novel interpretations. The truth is, they're ideas that I've gathered together from what Chazal said in Midrashot, in the Midrash, with Talmud, Marav Zulato, Michebur Otam, and other collections of Chazal, and from the words of the philosophers, the non-Jewish philosophers. And in general, whenever you see the word pilosof in Hebrew, the medieval discussions, it's not a positive thing. Rambam means it positively. But, and here it clearly means Aristotle and some of the Muslim Aristotelian philosophers. But he's going to tell you things that he's gathered from the Divrei Pilosofim and the philosophers Gam Kain Hakadmonim Vachadashim, philosophers old and new. Mukhabrim harbe mibnei adam, and I'm gathering lots of things from lots of different people. And his concluding line is Shema ha'met mimisha amra, because you should be willing to hear the truth from whoever says it. Which is a radical idea. He's not just looking at the Gemara and Midrash, he's willing to learn truth from anyone. And it makes sense if we were talking about things like math and science. Figure that's absolute truth. And the Rambam says that when he talks about calculating the Rosh Chodesh and the Molads and all that, is that, you know, we don't have any good Jewish sources for the math there, so he's going to use the Greek sources. But that should be fine, right? Facts should be independent of ideology or religion. But this is much more radical. But the Rambam is talking about Pirkei Avot, the book of Derech Eretz, about ethics. And he's willing to say you should learn from everyone. Maral is talking about Mishlei. That's who he's quoting. Again, it's not talking about science, it's talking about ethics, about human behavior, ethical behavior. And you're supposed to learn Mikol Adam. That's what Chachma is. And if you want to be a Chacham, you have to be willing to learn from everyone. Because Derech Eretz, how we're supposed to interact with other people, applies to all human beings. And so, even though we're basis of our reasoning about our is the Torah and the Word of God, other human thinkers throughout history have something to teach us. And Gemara says that explicitly. Tanu Rabbanan is a bracha you say when you see a wise, so someone with, you know, someone is not Jewish, who has wisdom. You see the wise people of the nations of the world. Omer baruch shenatan mechochmato lebasar adam. Say baruch ata Hashem, shnei malchut, that gave his wisdom to human beings. So the Maral continues dealing with our parak about listening to Chachma. Imkin, if that's this is
Are
true.
you saying that God gave wisdom to all flesh?
Yes.
Who's that quote from? Does the
That
rabbi say that?
yes, that is in the Gemara and Brachos. That's
Okay.
the Gemara. Gemara says if you see a non-Jewish source of wisdom, smart person, scientist, and again, here we're talking about ethics. We're talking, right? You see Aristotle, you say the bracha. It's clear from this that it is appropriate to be learning, excuse me, the teachings of the other nations. So, of course, why shouldn't we learn Chachma? We just said this Chachma, because it's a gift of God. We said, Natan mi Chachmata. Because the wisdom of the other nations is also from Hashem. Because he gave it. That's what we say in the Brach. So the Chachma here is to learn how the world works. Such wisdom is you're certainly allowed to learn. Because it is a ladder, these are steps toward learning the wisdom of the Torah. They allow us to understand the Torah better. That's really our goal, to understand Chokhmat Hashem. But Hashem has given that Chokhmat to others. And the Gemara again, and there's the famous Midrash Eicha Rabba that says, "Im yomar chala adam," if a person tells you, "Yesh Chokhmat Bogayim," someone tells you there is something to be learned from the Goyim, from non Jews. Tami, you should believe them. There really is. Yes, Torah bagayim. You learn Torah, al tamein. That's not true. We're not looking at religious truth, but there's the chokhmah here, and the is certainly a present among non-Jews, which is why we keep quoting Aristotle. It's there, and the context when Maral says you're allowed to learn mitzvot seder olam, how the world works, how the world's put together. It doesn't talk about physics. Again, it's talking about Mishlei. It's about the social world. And that derech eretz, ethics, is how the world is put together, the social world, how we work, interact with other people. There's a famous article by Robert Cover, who is a lawyer, conservative, but committed. He wrote an article called Nomos and Narrative. So that every law, every nomos has to have a story behind it. And it's what we call halacha and agada. He starts out his essay saying that Shimon HaTzadik said, upon three things the world stands. And the world of which Shimon HaTzadik spoke was the nomos. The world was the normative universe. I mean, the laws and rules between in how people interact with each other. That's that word nomos, from the Greek meaning law. And 300 years later, after the destruction of the temple, whose worship serves as one of the pillars upon which the world of Shimon Tzadok stood, Shimon Gamliel said that upon three things the world continues to exist. This is the later Mishnah, right? And it says, and here's the quote, from Shimon Gamliel, Omer, Al Shoshai Devarim Olam Amid, Al Adin Al Amit Val Shalom. Same idea. It's all Derech Eretz here. And that's what the world, that's the how we understand how the world exists. And that we can learn not just from the Torah, but from looking at secular sources as well. Because I'll make this distinction between Derech Eretz and Torah. Derech Eretz is true for all human beings. They say that Esrim Shisha Dorot, that for 26 generations, Kidma Derech Eretz et Torah, that the world ran on Derech Eretz, not Torah, before the Torah was given. You go count all the generations and the Torah, the 26 generations, where the world was simply run on with Derech Eretz, and it still ran. But they're connected. You need both.
But what's the, so when is that supposed to stop?
Well, the point is it doesn't stop.
No, because it says the stream is you shut up.
So after 26 generations after creation, you start from Adam and She and Ash, etc. You count 26 generations and you'll end up at Moshe. And now we get to talk.
Oh, so that was like 26 generations until Sinai?
Right.
Oh, okay. Because I was just wondering about what happens after the 26th generation.
Then we get Torah in addition to Derech, and that's the
Okay.
point. That we've run the world without the world's run without Torah. Now Hashem gives us Torah. Now we have these kind of two sources. And Derech Eretz is not given by revelation. It's just people trying to figure out how to get along and not like wipe each other out. But the fact they're connected is this the Mishnah Pirkei. Again, we're looking at Pirkei Avot as source of ethics while we're looking at Mishlei. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaryah Omer, Im ein Torah ein Derech Eretz, Im ein Derech Eretz ein Torah. They're connected. You can't have Derech Eretz without Torah. You can't have Torah without Derech Eretz. You have to know both of those things. And it continues. I mean, Chochmah and Yira. And Chochmah here, I think, is used in the sense of Mishlei of, we call it phronesis. How does one behave? And that is the combination of Torah and Derech Eretz. Together, that's Chochmah. But in Chochmah and Yira, without that, I can't have Yirat Hashem, I can't fear Hashem. And Yira and Chochmah, those two are also interconnected. And so the Maharal talks about that, because so that's what in Mishlei is what he said, that right, if you listen to Im Tachshiv L'Chachma Azanecha, you listen to Chachma, and you Tehillim would be not, and you call out to Bina, and you seek it like treasure, then Az Tavin Yirat Hashem. Get if you listen to Chachma, you'll understand Yira. But those two things are connected, the Mishnah says that. And the Maharal says on this in source 11, Az Tavin Yirat Hashem. Ki ma she'amru, edit that for a second. Ki ma she'amru, in Yira in Chachma. As the Mishnah says, if you don't have Yirat Hashem, if you don't have awe of God, then there's no Chachma. Then you can't have this sense of the wisdom to know how to behave at ethics. And they said also, if you have no chachma, you can't have yira. And he asked, they ask about this. He said, this is a perverse logic, like right? Which comes first? You need chachma to get yira, and you need yira to get chachma. And can't if shar shimitzua echad mehan? Then you can't learn either of them. Yira that having yirat Hashem depends on having chachma. So obviously we need the wisdom, that knowledge of Derech Eretz first. And obviously then we need the Yira to come first. Therefore we don't get anything. We can't learn anything. We have to just give up. But we have to explain that you have to start with a little bit of chachma. You have to have some understanding in order to get any yirat Hashem, any idea of what yira of awe means. We need to get a little bit of intelligence to start the last cycle. But if, without getting to the next step of yira, you're not going to get to more chachma, higher degree of chachma. Because you can't get any more wisdom. If you don't have the fear of God, because then you're just not going to know what to learn. So we need to be directed. Start with a chachma, we'll get some yira, then we'll get more chachma, and then what comes with what we call a virtuous cycle. As we learn, we gain our yirat Hashem. As we gain our yirat Hashem, we learn more, and it goes to more and more. Chachma leads to yira to chachma, and so on. And you get to this higher and higher knowledge of Chachma and Bina and Dat. It's
So
only.
the Maharal sounds very spiritual. He sounds very like mystical, or am I wrong about that?
The Maharal often gets very mystical here, but this I think is more as a practical. This is not so much mystical as practical. Again, the goal here is looking at the Tiva Torah is looking at Chachma and Mishlei.
No, but all
Otherwise,
I'm saying is that you can't have Chachma without Yira. So you have to
right.
have a sense of what's right and what's, divine and,
Right. And so
Other than that being
the
your like compass
Mishle
kind
is saying that is that, if I'm just trying to learn by reading books, to getting intellectually understanding it, I'm not really going to understand ethics because there are too many possibilities out there. It has to be directed with the Yirat Hashem. It's not, if it doesn't have that Yirat Hashem there, that I'm doing this because God wants it, then it's going to get lost.
of.
But I
Yeah,
can't
okay.
really have any sense of Yirat Hashem unless I have an understanding of what it is, of what I'm supposed to do. So I've got to keep learning, and the Rambam talks about this as well, is that the Yira comes from my understanding of the world. And so that it builds on itself, right? The religious sense and the ethical sense of how I'm going to pay. And that's why Mishle starts in the in Perek Aleph with a statement of Yirat Hashem Rishit Da. The awe of God is the beginning of Da, of understanding.
That's what I mean. I feel that that's sort of like your purpose.
Right. So what we're trying to do is
If
learn
you
the
just,
correct
you don't have
Derech
like selfish reasons for wanting to know, knowledge, where is that going to get you? I mean, you have to have some higher purpose.
Yes, and I think that's exactly what he's saying. So, but you can't get Chachamim without the Yira. You can't get real Chachamim without Yira, but you can't get real Yira unless you've learned as well. So these two of them have to go together. So
Okay.
that's what I mean by a virtuous cycle. They build on each other. You need both, and you can grow in both. And so the Mishnah then continues that, okay, so we have Derech Eretz, Ein Derech Eretz, and Chachma, and Torah and Derech Eretz. Those two come together to Chachma, and in Chachma and Yira. And then it said, the Mishnah says, same Mishnah says, Rabbi Lezer ben Azari Omer, im ein dat ein bina, ein bina ein dat, that those two are connected as well, dat and bina. And that those are two kind of developments of what we're calling chachma. The way the Rambam, the way the Mishle is using the word chachma, chachma here is the knowledge of right and wrong, of the right ways to behave, what we're calling ethics. Da'at is the emotional, the felt, right? The Adam yada et chava ishtel, feel inside. Call it what I would call morality, the moral intuition, or ethical intuition, as Jonathan Haidt puts it. Bina is the analytical, the intellectual side of it. How do I figure out what's right as opposed to what I feel in my gut? But you need both those things. Bina and Da go together, and they both come out of the Chachmah as we develop this virtuous cycle. And so this section ends when that Ki Hashem Yitein Chachmah Mipi Umipi Yitein Chachmah, because God will give you wisdom. This is Pasuk Vav. Mipiv Da Tuna. And out of God's mouth will come Da'at and Tevunah or Bina, those two sides of it. And the Midrash distinguishes between Hashem Yitein Chachma, God will give you Chachma, and you'll get it out of the Piv, from the mouth of God will come the Da'at Tevah, as being a kind of a closer, more intimate relationship. This is the Midrash Yishma Rabbah. In source 14, when it's talking about Yitein Moshe, when Moshe got the Torah. The pasuk says, "Ki Hashem yiten chachma mipiv da'at tefunah." God will give you wisdom, chachma, and from His mouth, da'at and bina. Gedolah chachma. Chachma is great. God is the gift of God. We have to work for it, but God will give it to us. Gedolah mimena da'at v'tefunah. But da'at and bina, those two aspects of our ethical understanding, are even greater than that. That's what it says, Ki Hashem yitein chachma, that God will give you the chachma, aval l'mishu ohevet. If God loves you, then mipi will be directly out of God's mouth. Da'at tefunah. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, l'ma'adav domeh, here's another mashal. La'ashir, there's a rich man, she'yelo ben, who had a son. Babanovi bet ha'sefer, a kid comes home from school, ma'atzat tamchui l'fnei aviv, and found a platter in front of his father, and the father takes a piece of some food off the platter, gives it to his son. Masa b'no, with the child do, the kid says, "No, I don't want that. I want what you're eating. I want to take it right out of your mouth." Now, to me, I say that's a spoiled kid, and it's whack-a-mole once or twice. That's not the mashal. Masa. So, what did this rich man do? Gatov gave it to him. I love him so, the Ashir loved him so much, he says, okay, I'll give you what I'm eating directly out of my mouth. Interesting mashal here. Which means ki yitain a little less direct, but me yoter, but at that higher level, close to Hashem, that's me piv. And the Maharal continues on that image from the quoting this Mishnah. Ratzolomar. Meaning, kol devar sheyasig nikra chachma. The chachma, it means whatever you understand. That's a lower level of knowledge, wisdom. V'chach lo k'tiv rak ki Hashem yitein chachma. That's what it says, just God will give it to you. Aval etzel dat v'bina. But these levels of dat v'bina, our moral intuition, our ethical understanding, shu'u seichel elyon. That's a higher understanding. Seichel Eloki, really divine kind of understanding. What does God want of us? Nivdala gamrei, something different. Ne'amar mipiv da'at u'tfuna. That's from God's mouth. Kivnei ki da'at u'tfuna hu nivdala Eloki lagamrei amar mipiv. Something really divine. You can't just get that from books. You need that level of that cycle of yira building up on, to that. That's what it means to be mipiv. For the mouth of God. Yodei then if we get to that level, we're close to God. Pel pe, mouth to mouth. The kiss of God. So two things that are kissing. Zedavuka this really means to be close. That's the Vikut Vashem. And you can know, dat and bina are higher than chachma. Now, this is not using the terms the way the Kabbalists do of Chachma, Bina, Da'at, and Chabad, right? These are the terms the way Mishle is using it, in terms of ethical understanding. Because this really is a completely different level of Seichel, of intellectual understanding. Chachma, because Chachma is not that different from normal human activity. Anybody get the Chachma? That's not so clear. Goal is learning more, developing Yirat Hashem, learning more, and then getting to the point of Da'at and Bina, where our intuition and our ethical judgment all come out to what Hashem wants. What would God do? That's what Shlomo wants us to do. And then Shlomo continues. Describing the importance of combining get derech eretz and Torah. In the metaphor of you need to listen to chachma from everywhere and who can give it to you. It says yitzpon toshiya. Let's look at it on this side here. Yitzpon liyashim toshiya. That God will keep as a treasure. Yitzpon to set aside to hide for those who are righteous. Toshiya, which. Is a strange word. Usually it's used in the context of either etza, means counselor or advice. Magen lehochei tam, it'll protect those who walk in innocence. And the parak started with this, the comment that, okay, Bini, you, my son, you need to mitzvotai talk. You need to treasure the mitzvot. And now the reward is that tushia, wisdom will be held as a treasure for you. You'll achieve this treasure called Toshiya, which again, wisdom, counsel, advice.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the first word.
It's fun.
It's phone. Because
Okay.
it sort of reminds me of the word for to phone, but at the end of the Pesach
That's
Seder.
exactly right. That's what it means.
Really?
Yeah, so food means hidden away.
Oh,
Like
I thought it meant
kept
like
as
dessert or something.
Like what? No. Tafun means hidden.
It means hidden?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Right. So the sense of being a of sorry, of a hidden treasure. I'm going to translate it as treasured. Something that's secreted away. So tafun is the afikoman that you kept aside. But yes, the exact same word as Safun and Pesach. That's a common word. We figure this word tushia. That's yeah, your sharim are going to get tushia, and the Targum on Mishlei translates it as shiapur, which means splendor or light, the light. And the Mefarshim assume that the root of that word, the shorash, is from yesh. It's tushia, is that which is real, from the sense of yesh, the synonym for Torah. That you're gonna achieve what real Torah is if you can get if you can keep your mind on this wisdom here. Listen to Chachmah. Because Mitzvot Tzion says this, Toshia, Satorah, Nikre Toshia, Milashon Yesh, that which has reality. Yeshna la'olam, because it exists forever, lo tashuv la'ayin, and it will never become nothing, kashar devrim, b'shem olam, like other things. Right? The world exists. The Torah is the basis of reality. In terms of ethics, the Torah determines reality. Meaning what? This is a famous Zohar that source 18, Kucha Brichu histakel b'Torah bara alma. God looked at the Torah and created the world. In the sense that the Torah is the rules by which we're supposed to behave in the world, right? This is the world in which the Torah is supposed to be kept. Everything that's here
In a way,
exists.
if you follow the Torah, you are creating your own
Right.
reality.
Right. That's what the Zohar has said. So here's the whole verse of the Zohar. Kutsha brichu istakel ba'oraita uvara alma. God looked in the Torah and created the world. Barnash, human beings, istakel ba. Human beings look in the Torah, but istakel ba'oraita will look in the Torah umakaima alma. And we allow the world to continue to exist. I quote that the Mishnah, Al Shoshadabrim Ha'olam Amed, Al Din Shalom Ve'emet, Al Torah Bodeg Chasadim, those things. That's Robert's cover's term. We maintain the normative universe through our behavior. Mystically, it's the physical world as well. If we don't keep the Torah, then it'll all go back to Tohu Vavohu. But in a very literal sense, if we don't keep the Derech Eretz, if we don't have the rules for interacting with the people, then the normative universe falls apart. And we're all dead. So that's the answer to the Euthyphro dilemma, which we've all heard
I have no idea what that word
of.
means.
This is from Euthyphro was one of Plato's. This is one of Plato's dialogues when Socrates asked this question. Now this is translated into more. Monotheistic terms, but are morally good acts willed by God because they're morally good, or are they morally good because they're willed by God? You understand the question? Tim says, don't kill. Is that because killing is inherently wrong? And Hashem is good, so Hashem is going to tell us to do the good things, or there's no inherent morality anywhere. God says it, and that's what makes it good. What they call natural law. Do I need revelation to tell me what's right and wrong? Right? The Jewish
I
term.
would think we need it because otherwise, why would he give it to us?
That's a good question, right? But then what's this idea of Derech Eretz? Derech Eretz Kimono Torah. Can reason lead to Derech Eretz? Does it need to be revealed? What was this Derech Eretz for 26 generations? What do we have to learn from non-Jews? Can I learn non-Derech Eretz from non-Jewish philosophers? Which we just said yes. So presumably it's there somewhere. I can somehow reason my way into it, right? That's called natural law. Do I need revelation to tell me what's morally right or wrong? Right? Rambam clearly said, we just said yes, because I can learn something from Yidivei HaPilei Sofim. I can learn something. And the Maral also says that it is. This is, again, this is the Maral and the Netiv Derech Eretz. It says Derech Eretz, meaning the way that we're supposed to behave, not revealed, to hanagah shu ra'uy la'adam, right? Meaning the behavior that people should have, how we should react interact with each other. Ve'ein bazeh divrei musar shem kashim la'adam. And there's nothing here, no mussar here that's hard to do. It all should be intuitively obvious or at least understandable. This is the way people behave. Look around you. This is the way of wisdom. That's what's called derech eretz, the way of the world. Nira mashenikra derech eretz. It's called the way of eretz, the land. Below derech olam, not the way of the world. Making a derech eretz hiya yishuv. It's talking about civilization. Derech eretz means the way that human beings interact in society. The mine adam is that's the land that people have settled. Mishe ein nohug baderech zeh. People don't behave that way. Eina min hayishuv is literally uncivilized. If we're going to live together, then we need to have some rules of behavior. We need a normative universe. Mizen nilmai. Now that's the we realize that derech eretz is the basis for understanding Torah, which is the way to the literally tree of life. We'll talk about that next time. God should give us our part among those. So we keep the Torah and we keep the Derech Eretz as well. We deal with other people. Rav Huttner deals with this in Pachad Yitzchak and Chanukah. And he talks about the Asara Ma'amarot and the Aseret HaDibrot. There are 10 statements that with which God created the world, and those are represented by the laws of nature, which are not voluntary. You don't have a choice about that. You can't say, I don't hold by gravity. You're going to fall. And then the Aseret Dibrot, which is the laws of behavior that the Torah has given us. And those really are voluntary. We have to willingly do that. It says there's something in between. It says that's what this Derech Eretz is. And this is Rav Huttner. And Ratzon Matan Hechrach, between the will of God is manifest in the involuntary laws of nature, the Ma'amarot, of the statements that led to creation, and the will of God is expressed as in these voluntary rules of the Aseret Dibrot. It's a will of God that's kind of in between. That's not really the will of God expressed in the Torah, not really the will of God expressed in the laws of nature. This middle ground. This is the idea that God's will, that God wants us to keep the world going. If I was a reform, I'd call that tikkun olam. But I'm not, so I won't say that. The world in front of us has scientific laws. It was created. We don't have a choice. We can try to figure out those laws, but we can't like say, we can't, we have a choice about keeping them or not. They are matan hechrach. They're given involuntarily. Matila adam chova shel chirut, but that creates an obligation. That in fact is voluntary, meaning you have to willingly accept it. The kaimo, to keep the world going. God created the world, it was good, therefore we have to keep the world going. For lo lahashkito, not destroy it. Again, this is not talking about physics, it's not an ecological statement. This is about derech eretz, about the moral interaction with others. So chenat
Yeah,
hamitzvah.
we also say in davening, we thank God for recreating the world every day.
Yeah, so that's
I
not
mean,
this.
should
This,
I, you know.
right? So that we have this, the general sense of being in terms of maintaining the laws of physics. This is like that, not that God creates the world every day, it's the fact that you do it, create the world every day or maintain that creation.
But we're talking more about spiritually.
Right, that's not what this is talking about. This is talking, again, this is talking about how we interact with other people. This is Derech Eretz. This is the
Right, but
fact
I'm
that you're.
saying that's what keeps the world going.
Yes. But I would say that's not, it's less of a spiritual thing. You know what I mean? I mean, the fact that you're not going out there and stealing from everybody else keeps the world going in a very literal and very immediate sense.
Right, but there is something, I don't know if spiritual is the right way, but there's something humanistic in terms of like what kind of world you want to live in.
Yes, it's very humanistic. And looking at the word, this idea that Ratzon Hashem is manifest in that, in what we're calling Derech Eretz, is a very humanistic way of looking at it. Right? This is before Revelation, pre-Torah, right? This Ratzon, who miyachadol reshut miyachadah. This has its own realm here. Koveish lo shem la'atzmo, and has a name of Derech Eretz. Okay, this is pre-Revelation, but just by I'm looking at the world around me and I say, okay, this needs to exist. I need to that all the people around me need to exist as well. We need to have those rules there. Those are the laws of Derech Eretz. And that this is what Chachmim said, that 26 generations, Sha'ad Mamon Sinai, that before Sinai, we quoted that before, Habichinat Derech Eretz, Kimmel Torah. That was the rules of society were Derech, what we call Derech Eretz.
So
And the
that's
things
why you're
that
talking
weren't
about the 26 generations.
right. That's the
So,
26 generations, Kaf Vav Darot, 26 generations under till Tar Sinai. Lomar, meaning, Kishem Mutsa, that just like we're saying this, the will of God is manifested in this Derech Eretz, that we have to figure it out. God's not telling us. It's halfway between the laws of nature and the rules of the Torah, which are revealed. Okay, in the same way, Otamadoro, these generations were between creation. These are generations, but Olam, Mamarot, that were between the Mamarot of creation and the Dibrot of Sinai. That's the Dodorot Shel Tkufot. The world's run on Derech Eretz. So the answer that there is natural law, we can derive it from the world, by looking at the world thinking, okay, but we have to start from the assumption that other human beings are good as well. If I don't start from that knowledge that God created the world and said it was good, then I will not be able to derive any kind of ethics. I end up with Nietzschean ethics that the powerful do what they can and the weak suffer what they must. That's not Derech Eretz. The Pachin Yitzchak, the Rav Putner continues, Haratzon HaMachayev. So the will of God that creates this obligation to us to keep the world going, and not destroy it. That it acts, it is a matan chirut, is a gift that is freely accepted. We have to be willing to do it. It's not the laws of nature, we don't have a choice in. These are rules that we have a choice whether we keep it or not. The human beings can do it or not. Still, Nova hu ha'ratzon hazeh, marot breishit, that this comes out of creation. Once we look at the world, in other words, I can just look at the world and derive this. Right? The idea that Abraham figured out the Torah just looking at the world. The world is what it is. We don't have choice in there, but we can decide how we treat other people. So the answer is it is good, independent of the fact that God commanded it. Terms of the Yisro, but the reason why it's good is because God created the world in order to keep those laws. So once we assume that the world is good, then we end up with this statement that Derech Eretz is a good thing, and we can try to work on our ethics from there. And we can read Aristotle and the other ones and try to learn things. Right? And that's what Maharal says. Misha eno noeg b'derech zeh eno min hayishuv. Someone who doesn't work that doesn't behave that way is not part of civilization. So then I continue in Mishlei. So that's what they were saying is it's only a shrim tushia, that then tushia, the nature of existence, is now set aside as a treasure, as a hidden portion for those who are righteous. I can now look at reality once I understand that. And then linsor orchot mishpat. And then be able to keep the ways of justice, the derech chasidav yishmar, and guard the paths of the chassid, of the righteous. Mishpatu, then you'll understand what it means to have justice, to have kindness, and mesharim. We understood that before as being compromised. Because tzedek and mishpat, we talked about this a while ago, a couple of years ago, that tzedek and mishpat often are in conflict, right? Tzedek is the midat harachamim, mishpat is the din. Mesharim is the compromise, the balance, the golden mean. So then you'll be able to make those decisions, right? Mesharim, Rashi says, yepsharas, compromise. Derech chalak umishor, in the sense of being a path that is straight, shavel lezeh, that's equal on both sides. And then we get there, as the pasuk says, kol ma'gal tov, with all of the virtuous cycle that we talked about. Yechachma and Yira building on itself. And then Mishlei continues, that's not so easy to find that golden mean. Kitavo chachma libecha, wisdom will, when wisdom will come into your heart, v'dat l'nafshecha yin'am, and the dat, the emotional connection will be, yin'am, will be pleasant, will be sweet for your soul.
Oh, from now
Na'im, right. It has to be na'im.
on.
Because if you want to learn, this is talking about getting to this point. How do we learn there? You need to get the chachma, but that has to be sweet. You have to enjoy it. That's what we daven for every, right? That's what we say in Birkat Torah. Our Revna Hashem Akena Divrei Torah Chabafinu. Hashem, because the Torah should be sweet for us. Because if you don't enjoy it, you're not going to learn it. So I assume you're enjoying some of this. You're paying attention to me. Some of this is connecting here. And that's actually halacha about learning in general. This is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. I'm a Rebbe. Rebbe Yehuda Nasi said, "Ein adam lomed Torah ela mimakom shelibo chafetz." Person will cannot learn Torah except what your heart desires. There are lots of things in Torah. There's something there that you'll enjoy doing. If you want to learn straight halacha, that's fine. As it says in Tehillim, "Like in b'Torat Hashem chafetzo." That the tzaddik desires the Torah of Hashem, which are to you give him a malayla, and then it becomes his Torah that he deals with, that he will think about day and night. You have to have it has to be a chepetz. Has to be something that you want to do. If you don't have the na'im, then you're not going to learn. And it's a great story that Levi, Rabbi Shimon, Berebi, you have to be kamei de Rebbe. Levi and Rabbi Shimon, who was a son of Rabbi Huda, were learning in front of Rabbi Huda. Two-person class. Kapiske Sidra, and they finished one learning Seder, and they're going to decide, okay, what are we going to learn now? Selik for us, they put down the one book. Levi Amar Laitu La Mishle. So Levi said, you know, I want to learn Mishle. That's what Danny's doing. Tanakhshu. Now, Rabbi Shimon, Levi Amar Laitu Laitilim. And Shimon said, no, I want to learn Tehillim. Kafilu Levi Vaitu Tehillim. And Rabbi Shimon, who's Rabbi Huda's son, so now that gives him more power, actually over pushed Levi and said, no, we're going to learn Tehillim. So they're going to start learning Tehillim, not Mishle, which is what Levi wanted. So they get open the Tehillim, they learn Tehillim Aleph, they get to that pasuk that's in Tehillim Aleph, right? First parak gets the pasuk and they're learning Ki Iyam Torah Hashem b'chafetzo, that the Torah of Hashem will be what he wants. Perish Rebbe Ba'amar, Rebbe Yehuda says what he just said before, Ein Adam Lomei Torah Eli Makam Shelibo Chafetz, that you only can learn what you want. Amar Levi, so Levi says, Rebbe, that Tan Lanu Rishut La'amad, you have just given me permission to leave. I want to learn Mishle. You're not going to learn Shishmei. I'm not enjoying this. I'm out of here. So that is the way to the sort of the way to learn is it's ki tavo chachma b'libecha. It's got to be in your heart. V'dat navdashcha yin'am, has to be sweet to enjoy it. And then the next last pasuk of this section is mizima tishmor lecha. You have to be careful with your mizima, your intentionality, that mindfulness. Tuna nitzracha. And then you'll be able to keep this bina. And it needs mizima, which you translate again as mindfulness, being aware of it. It's not something that's accidental, it has to be intentional. So we get to this point where it's Ezo be willing to learn from everyone and from everything. We have to enjoy it. We have to acknowledge that it all comes from Hashem and then appreciate that's the basis of our Derech Eretz and of our ethics is that the world was created by God and is worth keeping. And it needs mizima intentionality. You have to say, okay, I'm learning this in order to figure out how to behave. Rav Volba talks about this all the time, I'm sure that the books, the Mussar books aren't there just to be read, they're to be done. You have to how to figure out how you put that into practice. And I would stop here. And we'll continue with the rest of this parak next time.
Thanks, Annie. Stella.
Thank
Okay.
you.
All right. Well.